and welcome to the Brothers Grimm Lunch Break. I'm Eric Wagoner. Today I'll be reading The Old Man and His Grandson. Once upon a time there was a very old man, so old that his eyes had grown dim, his ears were hard of hearing, and his knees trembled. When he sat at the table, he could barely hold his spoon, and often he spilled soup on the tablecloth, while some of it would also drip from his mouth. His son and daughter-in-law found this disgusting, and eventually forced the old grandfather to sit in a corner behind the stove. They gave him his food in a clay bowl, and very little at that. Whenever he would glance sadly in the direction of the table, tears would well up in his eyes. One day his hands trembled so much that he could not even hold on to the bowl, and it fell to the ground and broke. The old woman scolded him, but he only sighed and did not respond. So, for a few pennies, she bought him a wooden bowl, and from then on he had to eat out of that. Sometime later, as they were sitting there again, the small 4-year-old grandson was piecing together some wooden planks on the ground. "What are you doing?" asked the father. "I'm making a little trough," answered the child. "My mother and father shall eat out of it when I grow up." The husband and wife looked at each other for a while and soon began to weep. Within seconds, they brought the old grandfather back to the table, and from then on, they always let him eat with them. Nor did they ever say anything again if he happened to spill a little something here and there. The end. The Brothers Grimm Lunch Break is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Download it and share it all you'd like, but don't change it or sell it. The translations used are copyright Jack Zipes and are used with permission. His collected translations, The Complete Fairy Tales of the Brothers Grimm, is available on the media of your choice from Bantam Books. The music is Mount Timbrel by Jamie Janover off his All Strings Considered album, available on magnatune.com. If you'd like to listen to any of the other tales, you can find them on our website, grimlunch.org, where you can also leave comments or subscribe through iTunes. And if you're in iTunes, would you mind leaving a review or clicking on stars to give this podcast a rating? It helps other people find the podcast, and I'd really appreciate it. Thank you for listening.